Mixed finish for the stock market. Oil company stocks move lower. We see the price of crude slipping nearly $2 back to $51.69. Nervousness, though, here in Southern California about the gas supply situation with one refinery impacted by a labor strike. That's the Carson Tesoro plant. And now the explosion today of the ExxonMobil refinery in Torrance. Live here, let's bring Ed Wedbush now, president of Wedbush Securities downtown Los Angeles. Ed, of course, we've been talking about the oil company stocks for some time. We see they move lower today as the price of crude pulled back. The refining company stocks, let's see if we can bring up some of those names. Tesoro, for example, looks like moved higher on this latest news today. Give us your view of this big news.
Well, I think the explosion was very damaging, of course, but that's a short-term thing. You're mentioning the price of oil being down significantly. I believe that oil can oscillate dramatically here in this range, but in the longer term, it's headed higher, and I believe the oil company stocks are savers. In my book, the natural gas prices have been up the last several days, and I'm very much in favor of the natural gas industry.
All right, and we see a mixed finish for the market today, partially in reaction to the notes from the Fed's last meeting. Fed policymakers don't appear ready to start raising interest rates anytime soon, with the Fed policymakers expressing concerns about inflation and lingering weakness in the labor market. Give us your reaction to what we got from the Fed today and the signals they're sending.
Well, the Fed notices the news summary and so on is very controversial amongst people, particularly myself as an example, and the Federal Reserve members as well. Some of them are now in favor of, they've been in favor of high rates for more than a half a year, and the fact that the Federal Reserve is indicating that they're waiting on so-called improved inflation rates up to 2% is kind of contradictory, because if we had interest rates for the five-year notes at 2% and then we had inflation at 2%, that would mean investors are receiving zero value on saving money. So I'm in favor of interest rates going up 6 months ago, and I continue that, and I expect that this will happen, and I believe that there's as many as four Federal Reserve members now who favor a fairly prompt rise in interest rates.
All right, before I let you off the hook, given that, where are you putting money now and or taking it off the table?
I continue to like IBM at this point, which is rising here the last 2 weeks. I like the gas companies. I continue to like the steel companies. The earnings have been improving, and the stocks have performed very well. On the negative side, I continue to be wary of the restaurant stocks. I'm also cautious about TSLA, Tesla, because Tesla is now being competed for their so-called attractive car automobiles, which are very high priced, by other companies in the industry, even including Apple, who's working on automobile activities. And I also would add to my negative list the so-called credit card companies.
All right, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour. This portion